Blog Talk Radio. Alicia.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God this evening for this opportunity that we can come and receive right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome, welcome to Wednesday night Bible study. We thank God for the great pouring in. We come believing, we come walking expectations to receive on tonight. Amen. I would say if anyone lack wisdom, if anyone, any of those lack wisdom, that we can come and ask, amen, and receive. So we pray for that wisdom on tonight as we enter in, as we continue our study and lesson of the power of forgiveness. Amen. Being free, set free, you know, and it's available for us all. Amen. Bear me on tonight. Been a little bit under the weather, but trusting God that all is well. So let us pray as we enter in. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, O Lord, with all faith. Believing and trusting you, God, in all things, for all things. For you are the creator of all things, oh God. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive, oh God. And Lord, we ask, oh God, as we enter in on tonight, Lord, that you open up our understanding, Father God, and let there be a great point in. Let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives. Father God, that we may live a life that is pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask God, let the scripture take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of unbelief. Every spirit that's operating outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you for this deliverance right now. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that fills us in all these places that have been vacated by the enemy. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome on tonight. We're still in our continuation of lesson of study, the power of forgiveness. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the power, amen, to render forgiveness, but to be set free from bondage. Amen. Those things that we are in bondage to because we have not forgiven. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's talk about tonight. If you're just now tuning in, as we continue the lesson of study of the power of forgiveness and being free, understanding the one question that we ask ourselves or should ask ourselves is can you be totally forgiven by God? Can you be totally forgiven by God? Understand, you can't truly forgive others until you have God's forgiveness in your own life. See, of all the world's religions, only the Bible teaches that God forgives sin completely. Give me just one moment, church. Hold on for just one moment. I had a little accident here. One moment. All right, thank y'all. Under the web here, and things are getting a little loose. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. All righty, let's keep right on. Just to pick up right here where I left off, I understand that of all the world's religions, only the Bible teaches that God forgive sin completely. So what that means, church, that God is ready to forgive each and every one of our offenses. Yet many refuse his forgiveness because they don't understand mercy and grace. Those two right there, mercy and grace. Grace is getting what you don't deserve, which is forgiveness in heaven. Amen. See, mercy is not getting what you do deserve. My Lord, my God. Amen. So we thank God, amen, hallelujah, that God does forgive completely, amen, Hallelujah. Not just some, not just halfway, not some of the time, amen, but forgives completely. So right now, God wants to show you his mercy and grace. Through Jesus Christ, God wants to give you his forgiveness. Forgiveness that is found only in a secure relationship with him. How can you find God's forgiveness? One, God's purpose for your salvation, I'm understanding. God's purpose for you is salvation. God's purpose for you is salvation. What was God's motive in sending Christ to earth? That's a question. Another question is to condemn you? No is the answer. To express his love for you by saving you. Amen. By saving us. The Bible says in John 3:16-17, amen, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Who is him? Jesus Christ. The question is this, what was Jesus' purpose in coming to earth? Was it to make everything perfect and to remove all sins? No. To forgive your sins, empower you to have victory over sin, and enable you to live a fulfilled life. Amen. John 10:10 says, I, which is Jesus, have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And interpretations of the Bible says life and life in abundance. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Number two, when we're talking about how can you find God's forgiveness, number two, your problem in understanding this is your problem is sin. What is it? What is sin exactly? What exactly is sin? Sin is living independently of God. Independently of God's standard, knowing what is right, but choosing wrong. The Bible says in James 4:17, it says, anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and does not do it, sins. What is the major consequence of sin? Yeah. Spiritual death. Spiritual separation from God. I'm going to say that again. Spiritual death and spiritual separation from God. The Bible says in the book of Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you all to bear with me. I'm having a little difficulty breathing here. So bear with me on tonight. I'm going to try to talk and breathe. It's a little difficult for some reason. I feel it's okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Number three, God's provision for you is the Savior. Can anything remove the penalty for sin? Can anything? Yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Jesus died on the cross to personally pay the penalty for our sins, for your sins. Amen. The sins of the world. Amen. That's enough to rejoice about. I don't know about you, but that's enough for me to rejoice about. Pastor Manny is here. Pastor Manny, do you have anything you want to say so far in the lesson? He'll be out just a little bit, having a little difficulty breathing right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans 5:8 that God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. While we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. So what is the solution to being separated from God? What is that solution? Born again, belief in Jesus Christ as the only one and the only way to God the Father. The Bible says in John 14:6, Jesus answered and said, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. Number four, your part is surrender. We must surrender. Amen. Place your faith in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and reject your good works as a means of gaining God's approval. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 9, says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast. Give Christ control over your lives and trust in yourself to him and him alone. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26, it says, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Some version of the Bible says, lose. Amen. So the moment you choose to believe in him and trust in your life to Christ, he gives you his spirit to live inside of you. Then the spirit of Christ enables you to live the fulfilled life that God has planned for you. And he gives you his power to forgive others so that your heart can begin to heal. So if you want to be fully forgiven by God and become the person God created you to be, you can tell him in a simple, heartfelt prayer like this one. You can repeat after me, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, first of all, we thank you. God, I want a real relationship with you. I admit that many times I've chosen to go my own way instead of your way. Please forgive me for my sins. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. Come into my life to be my Lord and Savior. Give me your power to practice forgiveness and to love those who have wounded me. Begin healing the hurts in my life with your love and make me the person you created me to be. And it's in your holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, according to your faith, shall it be unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. What can you expect now? What can you expect now? If you sincerely pray this prayer, look at what God says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. Again, that's Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 7 through 8. The Bible says, in him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we just thank God for forgiveness on today. Be free, church. There's power in forgiveness. The question here, and I have an answer for you tonight, and the question is, I know God has forgiven me of my sins, but how do I forgive myself? How do I forgive myself? How do I truly forgive myself? You know, some of us find ourselves condemning ourselves and feeling guilty, you know, and shame. How do I forgive myself? And the question is, have you ever considered that being unwilling to forgive what God has forgiven is discrediting God's gift of mercy towards you? It is placing yourself. Try to blow my nose or something. It was dripping and stuff at the same time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I do apologize. We got disconnected for a moment there. So we just got to continue to pick up back when we left off and we come against the spirit of distraction. Amen. The spirit of interference. So we come against right now with the blood of Jesus. We shall continue to press in and press on. so that we can receive on tonight. And before we got disconnected there, I'm just going to go back a little bit here. The first question here was, how do you know if you're forgiven? You know, how do you know if you forgive yourself? Because many of us are dealing with guilt, shame, and condemnation, and understanding that does not come from the kingdom of God, that comes from directly from the kingdom of Satan. And the question again before we got disconnected was, have you ever considered that being unwilling to forgive what God has forgiven is discrediting God's gift of mercy towards you, placing yourself as a higher judge than God himself? So it is saying, God, you are wrong in forgiving me because I don't deserve to be forgiven. It said, God, you know, Christ's sacrifice on the cross must not be sufficient to cleanse me of my sins. It's saying something else must be done to make up for what is lacking in Jesus' sacrifice. Why not forgiving yourself may make you feel like you are being humble before God. Realize that in such a situation, your focus is not on God, but on yourself. Humility is bowing your knee, hallelujah, to God and submitting to his authority and his right to declare righteousness, whomever he chooses. After all, you, hallelujah, who are you to overrule God? So Satan is an accuser of Christians, according to Revelation 12 and 10. When you continue blaming yourself, you align yourself with Satan, whose goal is to keep you feeling defeated. Instead, humbly thank God, amen, for his undeserved mercy. Thank him for his undeserved grace and live in his undeserved forgiveness. The Bible says in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 5, it says he saved us, not because of righteousness things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for forgiving us and receive forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Amen. It is done. God has forgiven you. Stop beating yourself up about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of us can forgive others, but we can't even forgive ourselves and receive the forgiveness that comes from our Heavenly Father. There's nothing greater than that. Amen. It don't get no greater than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has the final say. Not man, not you, but God has the final say. He forgives. He said, I forgive you, my child. It is done. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're dealing with that tonight, if you've been dealing with it, be forgiven. Receive forgiveness. Be delivered and be set free. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to take any questions or comments. So if you have any questions or comments at this time, we're going to open up the way for those questions and comments. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have myself, Pastor Man, and amen.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I have a question, and this question is, it's for everybody because I believe that this is a question that mostly everybody want to know. Is how do I know if I'm living a life of unforgiveness?
Yeah. You want to answer?
No, I'm just asking. I'm asking you, according to this lesson, I can't answer it, you know. But, I mean, that is a question.
Yeah, we talked about that. We actually answered that question early in our lesson. But you can, you want, and then making sure I understand the question again is, how do I know I'm living a life of unforgiveness?
Yeah.
Okay. So, one, you have the spirit of irritation. The spirit of irritation will be working in you, the spirit of anger, the spirit of bitterness and resentment. Sometimes just the hearing of that person's name or that situation being brought up about that person, and you begin to have the spirit of irritation or the spirit of anger, spirit of rage, you know, the spirit of even jealousy, revenge, And that's how, you know, I'm still dealing with that spirit of unforgiveness. I have not totally forgiven, because even when if somebody, and I say irritation because people say that they forgive, but the moment you come around or they hear it, they'll get irritated because they have not released forgiveness, or they become angry, or they become bitter. They can be fine, but as soon as they hear your name or you come in, they'll begin to have that spirit will start working in them.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
So that's how you would know, you know, if you have not forgiven and you're operating with unforgiveness. I've seen people that say, I forgive, but the moment they hear the person's voice or the person's name, oh, they just get upset. Oh, I can't deal with them. They just irritate, just something about them, just get something about skin. You have not forgiven. You have not released forgiveness. So if that's you, I pray tonight that this will be the time to be delivered and truly forgive. Truly forgive. Amen. Did that answer your question, Pastor Ed, or you want to add to it?
Yeah, that definitely.
You want to add to it? Amen.
Okay, I thank you for answering that question, and that definitely is the short version of it. You know, that is the short version, which may be the most impacted version or the impacted answer. You know, so I have to really, really think about that and put that, you know, to the test.
Okay.
I really look at me and really think of a time to where I lived in that, or sometimes we say operated, you know, but lived in that. Have I lived in that? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And I believe that, you know, in my life, you know, there was this one particular person, you know, that I just wasn't going to forgive. And the reason why I forgive, because he did me wrong, and you know, I was in a vulnerable place. It was in my youth, and I was just in a very vulnerable place, a young boy, and there was this older boy that, you know, we had bullies in school. So this older boy, you know, he definitely would would bully me, and this was one day after school. I was walking home from school, and this older boy just come out of nowhere, and, you know, I say he hit me with a brick because, you know, that's the only thing that I could see, you know, after the things happening, you know, and then he just take off, you know, after he did it. And, you know, for years of my life, that happened somewhere around about the age of, I would say, like 13. But I didn't realize that even after I had grown up, you know, and went all the way through high school, and I had to graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that I was still holding on to something that happened when I was 13 years old. Now, I was well in my 20s, well, you know, in my 30s, and I'll still be thinking about these things. And every single time that I would think about, you know, what had happened, it would really make me have harsh feelings and anger, you know, would come up, you know, because, you know, something that happened to me, and that shouldn't have happened. That should not have had happened to me, especially by me feeling like, you know, that I was taken advantage of. This was an older boy, much bigger, much older, no better. Here I am being a younger boy, being picked on and being bullied and actually hurt and harmed from what he had did. And it was one day when I heard, you didn't preach it, but I heard this same word from another preacher about harboring unforgiveness and the danger of harboring unforgiveness. Well, make a long story, you know, to bring it all into perspective, basically what this preacher was saying is that a lot of things are happening in my life. It's because of this thing right here. Maybe not just this one instance. This is the one thing that happened. But the fact that, you know, you have unforgiveness, and here it is that, you know, you are claiming to live a life trusting in Jesus, trusting in God, a changed man, a changed life. But every single time that you have a thought of what happened in the past, you get into this place of, you know, anger. You get into this place of revenge. You go into all of these ungodly places, and every single one of these places look exactly like the kingdom of Satan. I'm not just talking about on the inside, but it actually shows up on the outside as well.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I had to really, you know, trust in the word of God that I had heard and really let that thing go. And the day I really let that thing go, it was the day that I experienced peace that came from me actually letting that go. So I just want to say, you know, thank you for this opportunity, Apostle, you know, to express that. You know, I'm not living in that area no more, but sometimes I still think about that time. Sometimes I still think about it. But the whole thing is I have to remind myself. This is so important, church. I have to remind myself that that's an old thought. That was something that happened in the past. I have to remind myself that I am a new man in Christ Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and I gave every single thing over to him, even that thing that happened, even that old thoughts that I gave that over. Mm-hmm. And when it come back, because time to time, you know, things like that, you know, they like to come up in your mind, and then you'll be almost reliving these things again. I have to remind myself mm-hmm. that I ain't there no more. Yeah, I have a past, but I ain't there no more. And I done already gave that over to Jesus. I literally tell myself that, oh, no, I done already gave that over to Jesus. I'm all right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It made me think about a time when you said that I was about 10 years old,
uh-huh.
and this boy came. I was used to be like hall patrols and stuff like that
uh-huh.
in school. I was a hall patrol at the main front gate by the office, and this guy from this boy from middle school came over and was supposed to come in, and he slapped me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so angry because he was way bigger than me.
Right.
First of all, he was a boy. It was a big guy, probably eighth grade. I'm a girl in fifth grade, little girl in fifth grade. And he came to bully to get his way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if I told or whatever. You know, he was because he didn't go to that school. He wasn't even supposed to be there. And when you said that, it made me think about it. Like, I was really upset. Like, I wonder if he, you know, if that came back to him, you know, because of what he did to me. Because I couldn't defend myself. He was a big guy. I'm a little girl in elementary school.
Yeah, it didn't come back to him.
No, so.
Did he get what? It didn't.
Did somebody later on in life that he,
no.
you know, so I would think that, and that's that unforgiveness, that because I was hurt by somebody, I didn't even know, didn't deserve it, you know. So when you talked about that happening to you, it just made me think about that, like, yeah, I remember that, you know, something like that happened to me, and yeah, you'd be hurt by that, like, wow, I didn't do anything to deserve for somebody to come and to just abuse me in such a way as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that what you said. I know we may be trying to get back.
Oh, we're gonna wrap up.
Amen. I like that what you said, you know. You said, I wonder did he ever get what was coming to him. Even though you never got a chance to get back at him, you asked a question, and that's another question that we wonder, did they ever get what's coming to them? Well, I can tell you the answer is no. The answer is no, because if they were to get what they deserve or to get what it was coming to them, then that means that the word of God would be turned into a lie. Because, see, this whole lesson is about forgiveness. It's about mercy. It's about grace, getting what you don't deserve. Uh-huh. That's what this whole lesson is about. Of course, we always want to believe, you know, when we are in self, and that's something that I had to learn about forgiveness. I don't know if it's going to be somewhere in what we learn. I had to learn it about forgiveness. Forgiveness is for the whole world, even the ones that have done you wrong. See, God has no favorites, and that's why I say no. He know he didn't, and neither did the guy that did me wrong. No, they never did. Revenge was never taken upon them. Now, they may have went to some separate things, you know, with separate people. So I'm not going to say that. But according to what he did to you, no, there was never any revenge. As a matter of fact, that's the very thing that God wants you not to do, is to seek revenge. Even the Bible teaches us that vengeance is mine. That's what it says. You know, vengeance is mine. What God gives for you, it's the very thing that he gives for you to actually give, which is the forgiveness. That's for you to give that. And that's where the repayment, that's where the recompense comes in at. That's where the actual change comes in at in your life, and the actual change takes place in his life. Now, I don't know. I don't know, and I'm gonna go ahead on and give it back to you. I don't know what type of life that the bully that used to be in your life, and you know, as I say, used to be. I don't know what type of life that he's living, but a lot of times, you know, when you see them, they be living a good life. You be thinking, wait a minute, how are you living a good life like that? And he just slapped me like that when we were 14. He just slapped me, and now, you know, he look like he's doing good in life. No, he's supposed to. Well, I guess, you know, the same thing people can think about us, you know, when we did somebody wrong. How can they be doing so good in life right now after all that they have said and all that they have done to me? No, they just a hypocrite, because they must be doing something wrong, because they a liar, because they ain't never came back to me and asked me for forgiveness, so they shouldn't get forgiveness. Mm. Yeah, that's how we think. That's how we think as immature Christians. But when we really understand the grace of God that's in our lives, when we really understand who God is, who is the head of our lives, then we must first understand this. Mm-hmm. We must first understand that grace and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. That ain't just for you, but that's for the whole world, for every single one. And when you learn that, then you will really understand what forgiveness really means. And that's using God. That's leaning on him, that's using him, and that's really stepping over there into forgiveness and walking in that light. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to wrap up here, church. We're going to wrap up here in a lesson, and we're going to come back next Wednesday. Amen. And we're going to enter into, we're still going to be in the same lesson of study, but we're going to talk about how do you truly forgive. Amen. On next week on Wednesday, we're going to talk about how do you truly forgive. Mm-hmm. All righty, so we just thank God again for this opportunity. Thank you, everyone that's on the line, all that will hear this lesson in the future later on. And we pray that it will bless you. We pray that you will have an ear to hear and a heart to comprehend what the word of God is saying. When it comes down to forgiveness, amen, and being free, amen, understand there's power in forgiveness, amen, you have that power. So let us pray as we close out here tonight. Lord, we leave this line, but never the presence of God. Amen. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for all that you've done here on tonight in Bible study, oh God. Oh Lord, making it clear, oh God, to us to know that we are to forgive, we are to release the mercy and grace, because you have placed it in us, oh God, that we receive it. So we have it to give because you've given it to us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we release forgiveness right now, amen, that we will not operate with any unforgiveness. We decree and declare deliverance on tonight, amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in Satan, you have been exposed, amen, and all your works. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive those who have hurt us, amen. Hallelujah. We truly forgive, amen. And we forgive all that they've done. And, Lord, we ask that you forgive them, Lord. We ask that you bless them and help them to turn from their sinful practice and evil doers of this world, Lord God, that they too may be saved. Father, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for forgiving us, that we too can render forgiveness to others. And we just want to say thank you that we love you. We bless your holy name. As we leave this line, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you go before us preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Lord, we ask you to bless our sleep on tonight, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we will rest in you, oh God, that we take rest, amen. Oh, Lord, that we may be restored, oh God, refreshed, amen. And let that be a great point in as we rest on tonight, oh God. Lord, send your ministry names, oh God, to minister to us, oh God, even as we sleep on tonight, oh God, that we may be restored, amen, delivered, healed, set free, and we thank you for, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Y'all have a blessed night in the Lord until next Wednesday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.